I'm going to give you a track from Val Doonigan. I was going to play the version of this song from The Furies, but I'm not. I'll give you the Val Doonigan version. Val, of course, as you know, as we've said so many times on the programme, from County Waterford, and an early age was a very good guitar player and a very good performer, left to seek his musical fortune in the UK, and he succeeded big time. He started, first of all, singing in the Irish venues. Then he moved on to the BBC radio, presenting his own radio programme. Then the big step was into television, where he had television spectaculars, millions of people tuning in every week to listen and look at Val Doonigan. This is his lovely version of When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I dreamed the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. As I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
Val Doonigan, and When You Were Sweet 16. Now we come to another of our Irish Christmas tracks, and this one from a lady who I don't play too often on the programme, friends, because I haven't got an awful lot of her material. She was well known as a country singer. In fact, she was often termed as the Queen of Irish Country. I'm speaking of Susan McCann. Now, she's singing here, sounding as though she was with a show band. Take a listen to Susan McCann and The Angel and the Stranger.
And silently the angel told the stranger on that first Christmas day all the baby lying in a manger. And so the angel and stranger would pray. Silently, three wise men told the stranger, and as the angels walked, they saw 'tis Mary's boy lying in a manger. Who is your Savior, your friend for? Silently, the angel told the stranger the wondrous story told before. 'Tis Mary's boy lying in a manger. You and the stranger are strangers no more. So the story of Bethlehem became the story of lonely men. It points the way for you to find your way again. So said the angels that night in Bethlehem. So said the angels that night in Bethlehem.
Susan McCann and the Angel and the Stranger. Mention the fact there that Susan McCann was known at one time as the Queen of Irish Country. We're staying in country, although it's not Irish. This duo, no longer recording, Logan McCool, they recorded lots of good country, not necessarily Irish country. I'm going to play for you now a track of theirs that was a big hit. Not an Irish song, but as I say so often, they don't come much more Irish than Logan McCool. I just want to dance with you.
I don't want to be the kind who hesitates, be too shy, wait too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just want to dance with you. I've got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. For if we have a chance to make one heart of two, and I just wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. guess I did. Now ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Now the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I, so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you.
Now, I have a real surprise for you. Quite often on the programme, we play tracks by Joe Dolan. Joe was an icon in the show band scene, first of all. Then he went out as an individual act on his own. And he was an amazing performer on stage, gyrating, going around, you know, the sort of thing, rock and roll. And he had a very unusual high voice. As I said so often, quite often, he sounded sort of as though he was singing Greek material. But I'm not going to play you one of Joe's up-tempo rock and roll gyrating songs. It's Christmas, and I'm going to let Joe Dolan sing for you Ave Maria. Now, just listen to this.
Oh,
Yes, I understand that may not be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm sure Schubert, who composed the original, would not approve. But taken in the context in which it was recorded, I think that is brilliant. Joe Dolan and his version of Schubert's Ave Maria. Now we're going to have some fine accordion playing from John Redmond. Now, it's an instrumental, and I'm always amused and amazed by some of the names. This is a reel, by the way, and it's entitled Crossing Paddy Nolan's Gate. Take a listen to this for some fine accordion playing. John Redmond, and he was crossing Paddy Nolan's gate. As I've mentioned on Sounds Irish many, many times, we bollards, when we were growing up, we used to have hoolies parties, you know, the sort of thing. We'd have them about once a fortnight, maybe 3 weeks, because we didn't have a television at the time, and home entertainment was in. So, and we had a piano. Joe used to play the piano, you see. It was mine. This piano had never seen a tuner in its life. And it was, oh, well, we won't go there. We'll tell you the story. But around Christmas time, the neighbours would come in as well. And we'd have a big Christmas hooly that could go on for hours. But everybody had to do their bit. Everybody had to sing or say a monologue or do something. And my brother used to sing this song every Christmas. It's by the Irish Rovers here. And they're telling us all about the Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. I can remember the chorus, something like, there were caraway seeds in abundance that would build up a fine stomach. Listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. Take a listen to the Irish Rovers and Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me, A little girl danced invitation, sang Gilhooly come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw, but Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Gilhooly, she says, you're not in, try a little bit more of my cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and my stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was sick with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, and all of us swore we were poisoned from making Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Oh, you would kill a man twice if you gave him a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. And now, the latest phenomenon that's been sweeping Ireland for the past number of years, actually, and it's country and Irish, and I've explained this before. This is where we get an Irish song and it's given a country flavour, or, not necessarily an Irish song, a song sung by an Irish artist. In this case, it's Derek Ryan, a popular country singer, and he's singing a song for us entitled Beneath the Mistletoe. This is just to prove that we Irish can sing country as good as anyone else.
I see you smile, I hear the bells ring, it's Christmas time, and everybody sings, I hold your hand. Never to let it go as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. It's cold outside, you make me feel warm, a starry night. I have you in my arms, children run to catch the falling snow as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you the future. Somehow I know mine I'll share with you. The candle burns, an eternal glow as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Ho, 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 there underneath the tree. Ho, 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 there's lots of gifts wrapped up so perfectly. But you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe. Yes, you are the one I want forevermore as we kiss beneath the mistletoe.
Eric Ryan and his friends having a bit of a hooly, but it was nice, wasn't it? I want to finish off this week, friends, with a very unusual recording. It's sung, first of all, by Tommy Drennan. He was from Limerick. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God now. But Tommy was a fine singer. Even as a young boy, he was singing songs and being well known all over the country. I want to play for you Tommy's version of O Holy Night. But it's a wee bit of a difference. First of all, you'll hear Tommy Drennan as a young boy singing O Holy Night, and then Tommy Drennan as a grown-up man joining in. Take a listen to this beautiful version of O Holy Night.
Divine.
Tommy Drennan as a young boy and then Tommy Drennan as a grown-up singing O Holy Night. Simply beautiful. Well, friends, that brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. I simply hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, if you'd like to make a comment. Joe Ballard saying, friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, God bless you. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.